This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Authorities have arrested and charged 51-year-old Barrett Strickland with assault by strangulation. Also, assault to inflict serious injury on a male, assault serious injury with a minor present, assault on a child under 12, assault on a female, and a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence. He is currently being held without bond at the Stanley County Detention Center. Authorities also arrested and charged 43-year-old Terrell Bordeaux with trafficking opium or heroin, plus felony possession of cocaine, maintaining a dwelling place for controlled substances, conspiring to sell or deliver a Schedule II controlled substance, plus possession with intent to manufacture, sell, or distribute methamphetamine, and a couple counts of possession of drug paraphernalia. He's being held at the Stanley County Detention Center under a $1,565,000 bond. And don't forget, the public is invited to the Fire Chief Induction Ceremony for the Albemarle Fire Chief Kenny Kendall. And it'll be this evening at 5 p.m. at Fire Station 1, 1610 East Main Street in Albemarle. Come by and celebrate the new Fire Chief Kenny Kendall. Several schools around the area have met their growth goals, including Albemarle High School. Beverly Pennington, principal of Albemarle High School, said that, quote, "I want to take a moment to express my deepest gratitude for your unwavering belief in our school and your steadfast support. It is because of your dedication and commitment that we have been able to bring high expectations and consistency to our school. I am thrilled to share that for the first time since the state began its current accountability model in the 2013-2014 school year, we have met our growth targets. This accomplishment would not have been possible without the hard work of our students, the tireless efforts of our staff, the encouragement from our parents, and the continuous support from the community. Together, we have shown what is possible when we come together with a shared vision for success. Thank you for believing in us and being a part of this incredible journey. Here's to continued growth and many more achievements to come," said Beverly Pennington, principal of Albemarle High School. Baden was another one of those schools. They said, "Baden is now a B school, and Baden-Watts exceeded growth for the 23-24 school year. This milestone is a testament to the hard work, dedication, and passion of the incredible students, faculty, and staff." Stanfield Elementary School, they said they had some big news as well. They are no longer considered a low-performing school. Their staff and students worked hard improving the school performance grade as well as growth scores. I had the highest overall math score since 2019, the highest growth score since 2018, highest school performance since 2019, and the highest EBAAS growth since 2018. They went from a D all the way to a C. Aquadale Elementary also exceeded growth and a 3.71 growth index, which is a 15-point increase in school performance score from the year before. Locust Elementary School said that for the past school year, their school academic score was 80%, which makes them the traditional school with the highest score in the district. Their growth index is 3.54, which shows tremendous growth for the students. This means their students are growing by leaps and bounds academically on grade level and are prepared for the future. A big thank you to all the families and communities for helping make their school great. It wouldn't be as successful without your help. Other schools that exceeded their growth goals were Central Elementary, Locust Elementary, Richfield, Stanley Early College, and Stanley STEM Early College. Those that met their goals were Millingport Elementary, Norwood Elementary, Oakboro STEM, West Stanley Middle School, South Stanley High School, South Stanley Middle School, and West Stanley High School. Those not meeting their goals were Albemarle Middle School, East Elementary, and North Stanley Middle School. Some Stanley County Friday night football games have been rescheduled due to weather. At this moment, the West Stanley at North Stanley varsity football game will be played Thursday at 7 p.m. kickoff. And that's presented by Fiberon. You can tune in and hear the game on 107.3 FM and 1010 AM WSPC and at 1010WSPC.com. Pregame begins at 6:30. The South Davidson at South Stanley game will be at Thursday with a 7:30 kickoff. And as of now, the Albemarle at Anson County game will be held on Friday as scheduled. The North Stanley at West Stanley JV game will be moved to Monday, September 23rd at 7 p.m. This past Saturday, members from the Baden Volunteer Fire Department participated in the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation Charlotte 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at UNC Charlotte. This is an annual event to honor those who died in the events 9/11 and to finish their climb to the top of the World Trade Center. And that's your local news report in the newsroom. I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. Mostly cloudy today with a high near 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 64. More cloud cover on Friday with a slight chance of rain with a high near 75. For everything electrical, visit any Desco location or go online to DescoInc.com. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
This program may be found offensive by pencil-pushing, bean-counting, research-loving program directors and radio consultant goobs. In the beginning, there was fun on the radio. Then the radio industry fell victim to corporate America and venture capitalist bankers who marched in with their research and up to their armpits in debt and turned the radio band into a wasteland of cookie cutters. Faceless, sound-alike stations who completely lost touch with the people they were meant to serve.